listening to The Edward Fowler Show. Now, here's your host, Edward Fowler.
Welcome back to my audio podcast. On this episode, you're going to hear the full conversation with my guest, Beef, where we discuss topics from why he didn't want to go into basketball or go into his singing career, to also about bodybuilding and as well other great topics we discuss, because right now here is the full conversation with Beef. Got a great guest on the line, all the way from the East Coast, I want to say. Well, I say the East Coast, the middle of the coast, but you know, he's between Louisville and Kentucky and of course the Indiana places, so you know, he's very active in those, I don't really call them areas, that's the word. So please welcome to the show right now my guest tonight, Beef.
What's up, how's it going?
Very well, how are you?
Oh, you know, just living another day, watching a storm happen outside, so can't complain. Not, it's kind of the chaos I'm used to.
Oh, good to hear, I guess. And I'm glad that you accepted to come on the show, because we were going to do this a few weeks ago, but you couldn't do it, could you, at the time?
Well, I didn't quite hear what you said. I'm sorry.
No, I said we were going to do it a few weeks ago, but at the time, you couldn't do it.
Oh, yeah. Just busy being a wrestler, man. You know how it goes.
Yes, and, you know, when did you realize when you started that that your popularity was growing?
Well, honestly, probably just in the last, I'd say the last 3 years, I've been catching on, getting more bookings outside of the Midwest, hitting all the coast in America. Yeah, I'd say probably last 3 years, that's like when the Beef character has kind of taken off a little bit, if you want to even say taken off. On an independent level, yes, but you know, still working, getting on that national level.
Well, I guess we can go straight into that right now, because on the national level you are getting the national attention, because you know, you've made a few appearances on Ring of Honor TV. You've also, as well, I mean, on Ring of Honor, you're also appearing on OVW as well, quite regularly as well. So you are kind of like a household name almost, really.
Well, I appreciate that. One day I will be, but until then, I'll be keep working my way up on these the level I'm at, and you know, just keep grinding and take every opportunity I can and make the most out of it. Yeah, I'd love for Beef to be a national. A national home, you know, a name that's in every home in America, because everybody, mostly in America, eats Beef. So I think it's a, you know, pretty universal thing in America to love. So, you know, everybody loves Beef, and Beef loves everybody.
Well, I don't know about that, because you know, many Americans and many people around the world now give up Beef for, you know, vegan options. You know, so I bet you there's more people out there now eating vegan food than there is actual beef food, if you catch my drift.
Yeah, hey, there's imitation beef. Like, everybody, vegetarian or not, they love the beef. They love the flavor. They love the taste, Daddy-O. You know what I'm saying? You can't deny the beef.
Mm. I will still have to differ, because of the fact that vegan beef, I'm assuming, tastes a bit differently from the normal beef.
I mean, if it tastes like anything like tofu, I don't see. I mean, tofu's pretty good, and I'm a pretty avid meat eater. So, hey, I'm not telling people they need to eat beef, but you know, flavor is still the same. You know, there's beef flavor. I don't know. I've had the Morningstar like vegan patties. There's like imitation burgers, and they taste awesome. They taste just fine. I have no complaints. I like them. But obviously, I like food. Look at me. I'm a big swole guy.
Yeah, 6 foot, over 250 pounds.
Correct.
Is that
big guy?
Is that where you want to be at over 250 pounds? Or do you want to be even bigger than that, or even less than that?
250 is hard for me to carry right now myself, so I'm probably going to stay around there because I'm still considered a heavyweight. Heavyweights in wrestling are 225 and up, so I'm going to probably stay, like, my goal is to stay between, like, 230 and 250. Anything heavier than that is just bad on my knees, and it just makes my cardio terrible. I used to be a pretty serious basketball player, and I switched sports, so you change the way you train, so...
Why did you change sports, by the way? You know, you could have a successful career right now in the NBA, you know, in the All-Stars, in LeBron, you know.
I mean, hey, I would love to play LeBron, but I don't think I would have got to that level. I probably would have played overseas. I probably could have played some, like, you know, decent overseas basketball, just changed my direction. But I changed because basketball has always been, like, a thing I like, but wrestling's a lifelong dream. Like, I played in college a little bit, and then I always felt the calling to be in music or in wrestling. You know, I still have strong passion for basketball. I just went and played this afternoon.
You did. I saw your post on Instagram or your story, just say of you trying to do one of those shots.
A dunk.
That's it. The dunk. That's the word. I don't watch basketball. That's how my terminology goes there. But there you go. But we do have basketball over here as well, but I just don't watch it. Not my cup of tea. Too boring and too fast.
I like basketball because of that reason. It's constant. There's no, like, I played every sport growing up, but, like, baseball did get boring to me. Like, I was really good at baseball, but I just couldn't. It's boring. It's a lot of standing around waiting. And then I played soccer, which was constant movement. I played a little bit of football. I didn't care too much for that. And then basketball is just literally go, 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 go. I have, like, incredible ADHD. I never say it's terrible. I say it's incredible because it's there. So, like, just to constantly be going kind of helps my mind, you know, slow down a little bit.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because that, of course, maybe we're not known publicly about that, or maybe they might do, who knows, but I'm glad you brought that up here on the show. And, you know, you mentioned about as well a few moments ago that you wanted to do wrestling was your main dream, your main goal, as well as music. So is that something you are still pursuing as well? Because, you know, as you probably know, and on this show we've had all sorts of different walks of life coming on this show. And, you know, one person who you know very well is, of course, an actor, but also a referee, Dallas, as well, being on this show. Who you would have thought, by the way, being an actor, he's got the charisma. He's got, you know, all of the tools to be a very successful wrestler, but no, he's a referee. But so is that your main goal in life as well, to pursue wrestling but also music at the same time?
I did the music thing from, like, I started playing music when I was probably, I was in sixth grade, so 11, 12, started playing guitar, and then I just kept getting, I wouldn't say better, just had a lot of heart and practice a lot, and, you know, just had a passion for doing things in groups, you know, so I just started bands as early as, like, 13 with kids in my neighborhood, like, just always play music and did that, and I thought for sure, like, in high school, like, I was either going to be a college basketball player for 4 years, or I was going to be a touring musician, or somehow, some way I would get in pro wrestling. So it was up in the air between the three, but music, I don't play too much anymore. I'm more so an enjoyer, a listener. I've not played with a band in probably like 6 years.
Well, you could be solo artist.
Yeah, I could if I didn't wrestle so much and could focus on that for a little while.
Yeah, you could be the top-hearted singer on the Spotify or Apple Music.
Hey, you gotta dream big.
Exactly, you got to dream big. You know, you're talking to a nobody at the moment, so you know you do got to dream big.
Nobody's a nobody. Everybody's somebody.
Well, it's just amazing because I bet you if you go to any local show in America and if you mention this show or my name, be interested to see how many people will say, oh yeah, I know all about that guy. I bet there's not many people. I could be surprised. You might surprise me.
Hey, well, I'll start asking, and I'll just tell you good things.
Well, you have to see, yeah, but definitely, yeah, you have to see, yeah.
Yeah, everyone knows Edward. Everyone knows him.
Yeah, yeah.
You know the Edward Fowler Show.
Yeah. Well, I know one person who knows me very well, who's not been on the show about 5 years now, is Ace Austin. Great guy. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm hoping you've crossed paths, or if you haven't, then you hopefully will do at some point. But I mean, you know, he's a great guy. And he still remembers who I am 5 years on. It's just mind-blowing.
Oh, I mean, hey, you leave an impression on people.
Yeah, I guess so. Because it's like, you know, this is a no-scripted show. So this is probably why people remember it, for good or worse.
Yeah, hey, we like it. We all love it. It's great.
You mentioned a few moments ago about your ADHD. And how did that affect you then to getting involved in pro wrestling? Did it make you pick up even quicker than a lot of other people around you at the time, or was it a bit more slower?
I mean, I'd say it definitely makes me like hyper-focused. Like, I don't know, I've always been obsessed with it. So like getting into it, I not understood it more, but like I understood the mechanics, and like I was like really eager to like try and learn. Like, I don't know. It really calmed me down a lot. Got me focused on something. You know what I'm saying? It would help me focus, and I could like slow my mind down. So like it would, yeah, definitely. I would say that it's been a big help for that. I would say it. I was a quick learner because of how much I loved it and how much I could focus on it. So, yeah, I did what I could with what I was being taught, and then, yeah.
Interesting take for sure. So, when you were, you know, getting the opportunities and getting your name out there more, you know, have you come across any stronger, bigger guys as of yet? Because I mean, most of the matches I've seen of yours, you've been throwing around people like they're a piece of potatoes.
Yeah, I mean, I've wrestled a lot of bigger guys. I mean, I've wrestled guys that are 7 foot. I've wrestled guys that are just 500 pounds. I've wrestled every kind of size of person. I've wrestled every style, every pretty much any kind of wrestling that there is. I've done it. Even deathmatch stuff, I've done that. So
yeah, I'm not a big keener on deathmatch, unfortunately.
Oh, neither am I. But when you're young, you'll do anything, you know. So yeah, I got it out of the way, got it out of my system. Never gonna do it again.
Well, that's good. Because yeah, too much violence going on there. Didn't mind ECW. ECW violence was fine. Deathmatch, no, too much.
Yeah. Hardcore wrestling's awesome, but some of it gets carried away, I'll say, but
yes.
Hey, to each their own. Everybody, it's like the it's the ice cream shop. Everybody has a different flavor.
I guess so. Or as we say over here, it might be your cup of tea.
Yeah. It might be somebody's cup of blood, you know.
But I mean, did that add back to your, you know, basing off or against every size then? So when you come across, like, again, as you mentioned, 7 foot people or 500 pounders, did that change your tactics slightly of how you're going to actually lift up these bigger guys to do whatever to destroy them, basically, to get to that next person?
I mean, every match is different, you know. You got to plan for it differently. If you're wrestling a 7 foot guy, you got to like, you know, work them down. You got to try to get them down to your level. And if you're wrestling a 500 pound guy, you got to basically tire them down. So every match is different. You plan differently for that. But you know, I do beef. I just go in there and I throw punches and I throw kicks and I bite and I scratch and I claw and I'll spit if I have to. Yeah, it's, you have a game plan for every match, but like you said, sometimes it's 7 footer, sometimes 500 pounder. So you go in there and you just survive. You know, you fight for the death.
Yes, but I mean, I guess it's very hard to, you know, I guess no matter how much you power lift, or you know, I know you're a bodybuilder as well, but it doesn't matter how much you lift in weights. When it comes to the real thing, though, I bet it's more difficult than it looks to lift them up.
Yeah, no, it's not balanced weight. It's some dudes have like a 100-pound head because their ego goes to their brain, and it's harder to lift them up. You know what I'm saying? And then you got guys with bottom heavy that you can't hardly power bomb. You got to dang near have the referee help you. You know, have somebody lift them up with you. So it just all depends. And I can pretty much lift everybody I wrestle, so I never really worry about that.
Well, hopefully your back. Hopefully your back doesn't give out too soon for you. By the way, because all this extra lifting you have to do when you come across these bigger guys.
Yeah, I hope so too. Because I'm only 29. I need my back to last a couple more years. I gotta be able to make the real bucks.
A couple years. You mean like 20 years, really?
Yeah, I want to wrestle till I'm about 50. About 56 is when I'll put the boots up.
Okay, 56 years old. So people out there, if you're listening to this or watching this, and you are, I don't know, a young person, when you get into the business 16 onwards, Beef is coming to the end. So means you are worried about crossing paths with Beef, because by the time you may get in the ring with him, he'd be out of his prime, coming down to the end of the world.
Yeah. Hopefully I'll always stay in my prime. I really hope I can be one of the greats of all time. We'll see, though.
We will have to differ that, won't we? As it happens, the legend here, you hear it first. The legend says one of the best of all time. We will have to bring you back on in about, I don't know, how many years is that? 30 years from now? And see if you are, as people say, critically acclaimed, one of the best of all times.
Yeah, hey, well, if not, I'll be living in a trailer down by the river, so... I'll hit you up on the Zoom call and let you know how it goes.
Well, who says this will be ever Zoom? Zoom might not be around in 30 years, you know?
It might just be like virtual reality. It already is now. I can't even imagine what it's going to be like in 30 years.
Oh, I can't wait. But,
we'll probably be able to just appear wherever.
Yeah, or I might just appear where you are. You never know.
Yeah, like, it'll be awesome.
Yes, I'm sure it will be. But you mentioned as well, what I mentioned about, you know, you wrestled for Ring of Honor, OVW, of course, PPW as well in Indiana, or as this other guy likes to say, Indiana, all the time. you know, what is it like that entices you to go back to Indiana for PPW?
That's just... You know, I was actually, nobody really knows this, I was born in Indiana, so I like to have a couple places I wrestle in Indiana, and Paradigm's just a hometown show.
Okay.
It's a, you know, it's ran by good people, and they you know, they have a lot of you know, a lot of things in this in the area that's missing on the shows. So I like to be a part of that, and yeah, really, really good friends with the guys that, you know, host it. It's a great show to be a part of, and yeah, I like wrestling there.
Yes, well, you had a great contest when you were last there, didn't you? And you know, how was that match for you?
It was great until I lost. I'm pretty sure I kicked out at two. I don't know what happened. I think they had a new mat down at the arena. I slid on it. Bob Beverly rolled me up, and I think there was a fast count from the referee. That's just my opinion. I don't know. I'm pretty sure I kicked out. I slid for sure at least a half a mile in that ring. So if not, my shoulders were up. So I wouldn't consider that a loss. I would consider that a ref screw up.
Well, I agree with you. You know, that referee always does fast counts. So And on your side, you know, I think that it was a bit too fast for everyone's liking. So hopefully you get to have a rematch and maybe have a different referee, I guess, because I guess you destroyed that guy. So hopefully he won't be back anytime soon.
Well, if he is, I'm not going to allow him to ref my match. I'm going to shoot him out of there. It's not happening.
Well, you hear it first, Dan. So look out, PPW, on... Okay, sorry. someone loves to interrupt. They know I'm live here on YouTube with yourself, Beef, and someone likes to message me and try to get my attention. I'll tell you who it is off air later. But no, you're putting everyone on notice at PPW. So beware on May the 10th. Beef is coming for redemption.
Yes, I'm coming to fight. Sid Von England, you're going down.
Yes, yes, indeed. And I wish you the best of luck, and I'm sure you will get the victory this time. Because if not, then maybe it wasn't a fluke.
Oh, it was a fluke, I promise you. It was definitely a fluke. That damn fast count. I'm going to smack that Peyton around.
Would you be complaining to management as well?
To management?
Yes. If you're mistreated again on May the 10th.
Yeah, I may just have to throw a big fit. I might just have to, I don't know. I might not leave the ring if I lose.
Oh, right. Okay. I look forward to seeing what happens then, because, you know, you can't just take the show hostage. You know, you got to be a big boy and take your anger backstage.
Yeah. I might. I don't know. We'll see how I'm feeling that day. I might just walk out and leave peacefully. Well, we never know. Beef's kind of sporadic, so never know what you're gonna get.
I like how you took it in the third person there, but like just like another person, the final boss, Dwayne Johnson as well. He likes to talk as the third person as well.
That man's been talking as a third person since he started, so
it worked
for him. I'll take a few pages out of his book.
Yes, exactly. But let's talk as well, because back in 2022, I had the pleasure of having on Freya the Slayer. I'm sure you know quite well from your time at OVW. I also had on the boss of OVW, Al Snow, on here. And how would you say your relationship is with Al Snow at OVW? Is it a fantastic one? Do you get along with him fantastically well? Do you ever want to say, I could take you on, I could beat you around?
No, Al's been good, very, very good to me. But he's a veteran of the business. He obviously, the business is everything to him. He owns and runs a wrestling company, you know. That's no small commitment or small task to take on. It becomes everything in your life. So he's been nothing but good to me. He's taught me a lot in the time I've been there. And I appreciate Al, and I like working for Al a lot. So, yeah, no, I have no intention of taking on the boss.
Well, maybe you should. Some say you are challenging the boss sometimes. If they don't think that you deserve an opportunity, you should, face him at Front Focus, you know, type thing, and get what you want.
Hey, I'm happy with what I get there, so I have no complaints.
Well, OVW do get fans from around the world, and it helped with that exposure of the wrestling show, of course, The Wrestlers on Netflix as well. And how do you think that's boosted OVW then, from a behind the scenes aspects? From a wrestler's perspective before that documentary series came out to afterwards, do you think it's helped to boost the exposure of OVW to a much more wider audience? I had someone sneeze, I think, or a cough in the background there.
Sorry about that.
No, yeah, you're fine.
Yeah, I think that it's I think it makes the wrestlers take it more serious. You know, a lot of the guys that are there, they were there while that was being filmed, and they see what's happening for the other guys that are, you know, just the featured guys. So now they're trying to take it more serious and take their game to the next level. I'd like to be a part of it, you know. Maybe that's I feel like that's the credo for everybody involved. Everybody wants that shine. We're in this business to shine, you know. It's like in show business, any form of entertainment, everybody's looking for their shine. I don't care if you're just a guy sweeping in the background in a movie. You're going to do it the best of your ability. You're going to try to stand out and sweep the mop. You're going to try to do it completely different than anybody else. That's always what we're trying to do. So I think it definitely has made the guys, all of us, step up and, you know, want to be more you know, than what we already are.
Yeah.
I think it's great. I enjoyed watching it. I was only in it for like 2 seconds, like twice in the background, just watching the monitors.
Wow.
That's all I'm in it. And I don't care. You know, it's cool that I was on a little, like, just even if I was the guy sweeping the mop in the background. So, you know.
Well, it doesn't matter. You can say it. You are on the Netflix show. There's not many people can say that they're on Netflix. You know, there's not many people in the world can say that. So
you're right. Yeah.
You know,
it's pretty cool. Maybe one day if Netflix is a thing, I'll tell my grandkids about it.
Yeah, absolutely. But you can just say that, you know, before Monday Night War came over to Netflix, you can say that I was on Netflix. I was part of Netflix's boom period when they had shows like Squid Game and whatever else they show on Netflix.
It's going to be my claim to fame now.
Exactly. You're putting it on your resume as well because of the fact that, you know, you can say that seen on Netflix.
Well, I'm gonna get a little screen capture of the 2 seconds I'm on there, and I'm gonna put the logo below it. As seen on Wrestlers.
There you go. Why not? You know, they don't need to know what episodes. They can just see it right there. That's the screen grab. You know. So you mentioned.
Yeah, the proof's in the pudding.
Exactly. Completely agree with you. Before we move on, though, I just want to mention that you can find my guest on social media, right on your screen. If you watch it on YouTube, you can find him on Facebook, which, again, I had no idea he had a Facebook. I asked my guest if he had a like page. He blanked me, so I would have announced it on there. But you can find him on BeefTCB on Facebook, also on X and on Instagram under the same name as well. What does the TCB actually stand for, by the way? I pronounced that way. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, TCB, yeah.
Taking care of beef. That's what it stands for.
Gotcha. That's quite a simple slogan. That's your catchphrase, isn't it?
That's right.
Taking care of
beef. It's all about beef.
Yeah, all about beef. I like that. But I was going to ask you, you know, what are your goals then for the rest of 2024? Is it to, you know, get redemption? Is it about revenge? Is it about showing people that you are the most dominant wrestler on any roster you're on? Or is it showing that nobody can mess with me or I'm going to mess with them?
All of the above. My goal for every year is just to prove that I'm one of the best and like one of the most standout wrestlers. And then, you know, hopefully that goal will lead to, you know, bigger opportunities and bigger places will see me and they'll be like, holy shit, this guy is a hidden gem. I'm almost 10 years in. So it'll be like, if it happens this year, a 9-year overnight success, you know, that's my goal. And if it doesn't happen this year, it'll happen next year. And if it doesn't happen, then it's going to happen and I'm not going to quit till it happens. So yeah, the goal is the same, just stick in the game and keep working hard.
Yeah, well, I can definitely see you on, for instance, on Total, Non-Stop, Action, TNA, or even AEW or Ring of Honor, maybe. Because you're already getting the eyes of Ring of Honor already, so it might happen there before you know it.
You never know. You never know.
Because you've been invited there, what, about 2 or 3 times now? Maybe even more than that?
Yeah.
So you must be making a good impression with them, the people behind the scenes there.
Yeah, I just do what I'm told and try to do the best of my ability. And that usually gets you a long way.
Yeah, that's good. I do know somebody from AEW, not in management, but I do know somebody from who actually works for AEW. You know, how mad is that? That I actually know somebody for about a year or so, and then we did business, and then he got signed shortly after us, so that was quite cool to see that. So yeah, I can say I know somebody quite well in that particular company. Not bragging, by the way, it's like I'm bragging here, but hopefully you'll be the second person I know who'll be on that roster as well, Ring of Honor, hopefully very soon on a full-time basis.
Hey, that's my dream. Hopefully it'll come true.
You need to start a campaign.
Let's make it come true right now on the YouTube. Yeah. Oh, hey. I could start one for sure.
Sign beef. We need sign beef. Yeah, we need beef. Yeah. But
I'll just say it will sound good in an arena, and it sounds nice hearing that big beef's chant.
Exactly. But I mean, you were going to mention something there before I cut you off, so I do apologize.
No, say it again. You said what?
I said I cut you off, so I do apologize. You can now say what you were going to say originally.
I don't even remember now.
It was something to do with the fact that second person to ever get on that roster, and then you were going to say something, but it might come back to you in a minute or so. But hopefully, if it's not Ring of Honor, then hopefully it'll be TNA or even straight to AEW or even the big leagues, WWE.
Hey, I'm a small town trailer park kid. It's all the big leagues to me. The independence is even the big leagues. I can't believe I get to go the places I get to go. So,
well, where's the
furthest? It's all the big leagues.
Where are the furthest you want to go then in 2024?
Which say what was the question?
Where would be the furthest you would want to go in 2024?
I'm trying to go to Japan. That's where I want to go. That's I go anywhere. I'll wrestle in hell if there's wrestling there.
Right, okay. Well, hopefully you get to come to England before you get to hell.
Yeah, I would like to wrestle there before I go to hell.
Yes,
for sure.
Yes, if you go to hell. Because you need to make it happen. I'm sure there's people over here who want to see Beef from your appearances on OVW, because there's a few people who do watch OVW from over here. I've seen it on the Facebook Live. I've seen it on the YouTube Live comments. So, people do watch from over here. I'm sure as well, Ring of Honor, they're not actually on TV in this country, but, people from this country do watch Ring of Honor. I don't know how they watch it, but I know that people do watch it.
The internet is crazy. You just look it up. There's all kinds of sites where you can find Ring of Honor and stuff, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No,
allegedly.
I agree with you, but I don't want to say too much more on that because I don't want to get either you or me in trouble with anybody from AEW or Ring of Honor on that subject.
I think Ring of Honor is actually just on YouTube. You can just YouTube it.
Right, okay.
You don't have to even do that. Yeah, you just go on YouTube.
Right, okay, because I thought it was on some kind of Ring of Honor club or something, like a subscription service. But again, I don't know.
It probably is. It probably is. Yeah. But, let's just say it is. Yeah, it's on there. Go and buy it. Yeah, just go buy the Ring of Honor stuff.
Yeah. I wanted to know then as well, because you mentioned this early on in our chat, but you said, overnight success started about 3 years ago when people started noticing you more and more. So who was your big inspiration then to actually kickstart your career from basketball to professional wrestling?
I mean, all sorts of people. My big inspiration is like Stan Hansen and Terry Gordy, like all the All Japan foreigners. I really, really like those guys. Those are the guys that like really inspire my style and my spirit, because they're big fellas, but they would go out there and wrestle for like 20, 30 minutes and just beat the dog shit out of each other the whole time. So, and it's the most believable thing. So those guys like really have been like a part of the spirit of Beef, and just being an underdog, being from nothing kind of is my motivation. Cause like, I really, really am determined to make something out of my life and, turn around the cycle for my family. It's kind of been in a way cursed. I mean, you don't want to ever say it's cursed, because you can always strive and work hard to do better, but sometimes it's hard to get out of a situation. It's hard to get, make improvements. But I want to be the one in my family to turn that shit around and, turn over the name in a good way. It's a big motivation for me.
Well, fingers crossed for you. And hopefully that you do get to make your name for yourself and make your family proud and, bring a lot of prestige as well to your family for years and centuries to come.
Yeah, make something with the Beef name.
Yeah. As long as it's not copyright. Bye then. Well, let's talk about your working out, because again, you do work out in, I guess, in a gym and whatnot and whatnot. But I mean, do you have any gym pals you go along to the gym with? I saw that you posted a picture the other day of you being chaperoned by somebody else. So have you got your own personal driver as well?
No, that's, you know who that is. That's my good buddy Dallas. We do not go to the gym together. But that he is very strong. I'm sure that he could handle himself at the gym. But I mostly go by myself. I just do cardio and some weights here and there. And mostly I've been trying to play more basketball, trying to get some mobility back so I can move better in the ring and have my knees feel a little bit better. Sometimes working out is very hard on my knees. So I try to do other things like basketball or just go on hikes, you know. I try not to complicate things, because if I do, I won't be able to do it and maintain it for a long time. So I just keep it simple. I could probably work a lot harder and be a lot bigger and swoller, but my body hurts. So I'm doing what feels good for myself.
Right. Okay. Well, I personally would go to a doctor or get some personal advice from somebody in case you do more damage to yourself. Because personally, I thought you're moving.
I don't have insurance. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. But I don't have health insurance.
Well, I'm sure there'll be other ways for you to get some kind of advice.
But Edward, I can't get health insurance. I can't get it. I can't have it.
Yes.
I can't have the insurance.
Google. I'm sure Google could work.
Yeah, I don't think that I can get the health insurance.
Okay.
I can't have it.
There is other ways. I'm sure there is about getting health insurance. Which I just said there, but Google is the best way as well. Sometimes look at your Simpsons and you think, maybe you don't do that, or maybe you should do that. But we don't want you hurting yourself for you to then need medical assistance.
I think I've been needing medical assistance since I was a child. There's a lot of things that I've not had diagnosed with my body. I've played contact sports since I was like pretty much able to walk, so I'm all banged up, and I think I've been to the doctor probably a handful of times in my whole life, so I'm kind of scared of the doctor. I'd rather just go see the voodoo doctors down in New Orleans, get them to heal my body.
Well, I think personally that you're moving just fine in the ring. To my opinion, I'm sure people who have seen you in person as well would agree with that.
Well, thank you. Doing this for 9 years, it's kind of like riding a bike. You know, you got to obviously train and stay sharp, but like you can just from like muscle memory and everything get away with a lot, you know. So appreciate the kind words, trying to move around like a stallion in there in the ring.
Yeah, no, you're welcome. I do want to know as well, because you do have a lot of great following on social media. Of course, you got over 2,000 Facebook likes, over 2,000 followers on, I believe it is, Instagram, and you've got over 4,000 on X. So who's been the most craziest follow you've received so far, like who you would never have thought would follow you on Instagram or any of these other platforms but has followed you? What would you say to that? Because there's one follower, by the way, who used to follow me because he was actually on the show for 15 minutes. Not because I decided to cut the show or anything, but he was on the show for 15 minutes, left the show, and so many years after, he's now unfollowed me on one of those platforms. I find this quite disheartening. So what did I do? I personally unfollowed him back as well. It's like, well, if you're not going to follow me, I'll unfollow you as well. But yeah.
Who was it? I can't even think of nobody now. All I can think about is Mance Warner
of all people. Great guy. He loves a beer, I have to say. I think he was drinking beer when he came on the show. But I mean, you know, he was a interesting character for sure. But I mean, for some reason he decided to take that unfollow. He must have forgot who I was after drinking all those beers, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, they're probably right. I'd say for me it's probably I think Kevin Owens. It shocked me when he followed me. I was very, very surprised.
That's cool. With all the people to be followed by, you would not expect to be Kevin Owens. So that's a good guess.
It definitely, it made it, like, it freaked me out. I had like a little fanboy moment for like half of a year.
Oh, that's cool. Have you ever tried DM'd Kevin Owens to say thanks for the follow or anything like that, or we just left it?
I don't know. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, to what bit of the question? You didn't really answer the question.
Oh yeah, I DM'd him. Yeah,
Oh
for
yeah.
sure I did.
Oh yeah. Do you get a response?
Yeah.
Oh god.
That's as much I'll talk about that.
No, that's fine. You have to go into detail about that, but at least you can say that Kevin Owens does know who you are. That's the main thing.
Yeah, it's pretty neat, man. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. You're making good connections, so hopefully it won't be long before you might get to face him one day.
Yeah, that's a dream opponent for me. I'd love to wrestle him. That'd be really awesome.
I'm surprised. I thought you might have said John Cena or something, because a lot of people who get followed by John Cena every single day, like one of my friends who has like about, I don't know, about 60 followers, by the way, got followed by John Cena. While I'm over here, you're over there, with all these fantastic tweets and posts, and we can't even get a mention from John Cena. Like, what's up with that?
Hey, our day, what does he say? Or I don't know if he says that, but our day is coming. Don't worry.
Yeah.
John
Well,
Cena, John Cena sees all. He is God.
right.
He's all knowing. He's all omnipresent. He's everywhere. He sees you, but you can't see him.
That's a nice quote. I like that quote. I might have to fill that in on it. So then, dream match for yourself then. Who is your dream match with?
I'd like to wrestle Kevin Owens, Samoa Joe, and let me think. I usually don't have these answers, but like those two just pop in my head. I'd like to wrestle everybody. Yeah.
Not bad, not bad. I thought you might have said the new Brock Lesnar. Before you're gonna mention then, can't remember his name, but Bronx or something. His name is because he's quite a big heavyweight as well.
I'm not sure who you're talking about.
Okay.
Bron Breakker?
No, not Bron Breakker. No.
Yeah, you said the new.
I'll have to send you a picture of him, and then that. Oh, that guy. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do that. But you mentioned it before. When are you going to come over here? I'm guessing you got a passport, so I'm guessing when are you going to come and invade the UK to show us what you've got?
Well, I'm currently in the process of that. So until I can get some things figured out, I'm just kind of, waiting around. But I should have that figured out very soon. So, but yeah. I can't wait to come over there and eat some fish and chips and
Oh yes, fish and chips,
have
yeah.
a ha have a jolly old time.
Jolly old town, I like that as well, yes, and go to a pub as well, I guess.
Yeah, and do all the native things. I'm not too familiar on the culture, so I'm a pretty dumb American. I like my cheeseburgers and my Coca-Colas and my French fries, even though that's not, I guess, American, but yeah, I like to learn and like to eat, so I'm down for any kind of cuisine.
Yes, well, I'm sure you like our I guess culture, and be able to learn a few a tool thing over here. Now, at the beginning of the conversation, you also you played a bit of soccer.
Yes,
Do you
the
support?
football.
Did you do you any do you follow any football teams or anything like that?
Not anymore. I really just played in high school. I really was a big fan of like Argentina in high school. I don't know why. I think it's because I found a Argentina shirt at Goodwill and I just wore it. No, it was a Portugal shirt. Never mind. It was a Portugal shirt. Yeah.
I don't know how you can get mixed up there because they're completely different colors, but I let you off.
I think because the like I think I was just thinking of like other teams I would play on FIFA, and that was the
Okay.
first one that came to mind, but it was for sure a Portugal shirt because I had it from middle school through high school, and I probably just recently got rid of it not long ago. I had that shirt for a long time, so
Fair enough.
yeah, I just Yeah, I didn't really care for too many teams. Of course, I'll say America, but they're never like all that great. So
that's very true. Because in the I think it was in the 2018 World Cup, they were so poor they didn't even qualify. This was hilarious. This was absolutely hilarious to see, because I never seen it in my life. In my whole lifetime, the USA has always been involved in the World Cup, and then come 2018, they were even in it.
You love it, don't you?
Well, yeah, because we sometimes face you. I think it happened in the 2022 World Cup. I think it happened where we faced you in our, because you were in our group.
Oh yeah, well, I mean, who would normally win out of that?
You or us? We would win out of that because you guys are not very good. Side to side.
That's what I'm saying. So yeah. Why would I even like soccer? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I like players. I like certain players, but
Who's on your who's on your players you like? Because I know some of them have come over to the US now to boost up the soccer league over there, which is going quite well actually since they arrived.
Yeah, I really like the Ronaldos and the Messi, just the stars. Just the good forwards and good. There's a couple goalies I can't remember the name, but that's what I played, and I really like a lot of their games, but it's been 10 years since I've watched or even played, so couldn't even remember to tell you, honestly.
Well, Messi is over there right now, so, you know, you could go to one of those football games in Los Angeles and see the GOAT, as people say, do his thing.
One of the best of all time. Yeah, he's pretty dang crazy.
Yeah, yeah, he's boosted.
Or Pele.
Up.
Pele was a...
Go on.
You know Pele?
I do, yes. I don't know him personally, but I know of him.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Rest in peace.
Yes. Yes, yes. He died, didn't he, recently? Yeah, last year or the year before.
Yeah, around then.
But yeah, we still got some greats, you know. We know, and we hopefully set to see some new stars coming soon. But, you know, some of your guys who you know, by the way, are supporters of some teams over here, like Liverpool, for instance, which are, again, not very good usually, but have been recently under the Klopp, who's now deciding to leave after this season. And then, of course, you've got Manchester City as well, doing great things, but they have been charged. So we have to see what happens over those 115 charges. Hopefully they might be found guilty. We have to see. And then you've got Manchester United, who, by the way, for the second straight year in history, are going to the FA Cup final against Manchester City. So hopefully it's our revenge from last season. So I can't wait for that on May the 25th.
Just a couple weeks away.
Exactly, only a couple weeks away. We must mention as well, before we let you go, where can people find you at? What upcoming shows are you going to be at?
I'm LVW every week. Got a show this Friday at the Waterfront. If you're in the Louisville area or the Kentuckiana area, come see that. It should be a good old blast. We're going to be wrestling on the Waterfront. And then we got that's my last match for the month. Going to take it easy and then going to gear up for a busy May. So you can catch me all over the place, here and there and everywhere. Just follow me on my social medias. That's where you'll be able to see my dates. I don't got a calendar in front of me and my brain don't work too well. So
I know two of the dates for next month. You got May the 10th. You got May 11th.
Yeah. PPW and Emerge. Yeah. Got a Indiana Loop. And then, I'm terrible. I should have this remembered, but I will post my dates.
Yes, and you can find me, I guess, on social media right there on Facebook, BeefTCB, and on X, BeefTCB, and on Instagram, BeefTCB as well. You know, you've got some great followers on your social medias. You know, you've got the likes of Mance Warner, Kevin Owens, I don't know who else you've got. You've got loads of other big names out there from all the independents, from even AAW as well. How can we forget that company? You wrestled there recently as well in the... Do they mostly work out the Wisconsin area?
No, it's Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, I know you do some shows there as well. It's funny thing because when I first joined X, one of the first followers I had on X was AAW. Again, I never talked about AAW, never talked about Chicago in general, but they followed me. And just like Mance Warner, they unfollowed me a few years later, so I unfollowed them back as well. And we went our separate ways like that. Nothing personal. Nothing personal. It's just that if you unfollow me, I
Keep your ratios.
But I like follow for follow type of thing. That's what I like. But yeah, don't know why they unfollowed me, but I was quite disappointed in them.
How dare they?
I know. How dare they indeed? I hope you all enjoyed the episode, by the way, and thank you to my guest Beef for coming on the show and for spending time this afternoon or this evening, depending on your way where you're watching or listening to this. I hope as well that you will come back on the show at some point as well.
Yes, indeed.
If you don't mind, and hopefully you won't mind me rambling about how big-headed I was here this afternoon. Again, I'm not usually like that. I'm usually much more calmer, but I guess with your chemistry, it brings out the worst in me.
Hey, good. That's what I look forward to doing, everybody.
Yes.
I always try to bring out the worst in everybody.
Yes, you do indeed.
And that was my conversation with Beef, and you can check him out on all of those social medias that you mentioned, and as well be able to hopefully check him out in person if you're in the area. But of course, the next episode, the next live episode, is of course on Sunday with again, as I mentioned as well, an award-winning actor who also appeared on the first, who actually helped with the first episode of All Elite Wrestling's Rampage. So, but the question is though, who is it? Well, you'll find out later this week when I will announce it on my social media. Who that will be. So make sure you're following me across all social medias to stick around for that exciting news. But don't forget though, you're going to hear right now, this Friday, there's going to be another flashback episode because, you know, I've got 5 years of content which I need to get uploaded. So there'll be another flashback episode from 2019 for you coming out this Friday. But the question will be, who's going to be? Well, you'll find out if you're notified, if you're, you know, an existing follower or subscriber to this podcast, and you will find out when you get notified. If you're new around here and want to see more of my content, then all you have to do is just click the subscribe / follow button. It means you'll be notified when the new episode drops on your favorite podcast sites. But until then, enjoy the rest of your morning, night, evening, or afternoon.
You've been listening to The Edward Fowler Show. Subscribe and leave a rating on Apple Podcasts or follow on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts to get new and flashback episodes every week. More on Facebook and Instagram at Edward Fowler Show and edwardfowlershow.com.